You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
From the archives of ACI3 Media, this is the best of Inspirations Across America.
Inspirations Across America. Inspirations. Inspirations Across America. Inspirations Across America. Inspirations Across America.
Incredible. Hi, I'm Mike Roberts, and this is Inspirations Across America. And if the truth be told, you are as incredible as your creator, and his blessings are everywhere. Thanks for tuning in and letting me into your space. I bring you good tidings and great music. Listen up this hour for Jay Moss, Professor Wilbur Belton, The Murals, Ricky Dillard, Canton Jones, and others. I have a special guest in the studio. Pastor Greg Patrick from Houston, Texas is here. Let's kick it off with the West Angeles Mass Choir and Lord Prepare Me.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy.
Yeah! to your way.
Yes to your way.
Say yes, I'll obey.
Los Angeles Mass Choir and Lord Prepare Me. Here's a thought. If you must make mistakes, it would be more to your credit if you would make a new one each time. Think about it. Here's Jay Moss and Abundantly.
Never sunny. It would be like the bee that can't make honey. Or maybe like the falling snow that never melts. Like always hearing of your touch but never felt. It's like a vase that holds no flowers. Never wanna sleep without you. Never wanna wake without you. I never wanna part with life abundantly. I'll never do my best without you. I never wanna leave this life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
It would be like the game that has no end. Like knowing love's behind the door you cannot enter. Knowing joy's in a morning that never comes.
Kinda like
what life would be if God didn't send his son. It's kind of like a heart with no love flowing through it.
I never wanna sleep without you.
No, no.
And I never wanna wait.
No,
I never wanna part with life abundantly. Never take a chance without you.
Cause I never do my best without you.
Oh Father,
never wanna leave abundantly.
Sleep
abundance of your grace. I never want to part, I never want to separate. Every blessing that you give to me, Lord, I never leave or go any place. What I'm really saying is I ain't really nothing without you. Leave this life abundantly, abundantly. Since you came in my life, you're the source of my abundant living.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, the Lord is worthy to be praised. God is great. Great
God
in my soul.
Is great in my soul. Oh, I will exalt him and magnify his name, for he is worthy to be praised.
For he is worthy,
he is worthy to be praised.
Come on, sing along with us. God is great.
God is great.
He's greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul.
God is great in my soul. Oh,
I will exalt him.
I will exalt him.
Magnify.
And magnify his name.
For he is worthy,
he is worthy to be praised.
He loosed my shackles
and he set me free.
And he set me free. That's not the half of what he's done. No, no.
He broke the chain.
He broke the chain.
He broke the chain
that were binding me.
Now I'm set free.
Now I'm set free.
He carries the title professor, that's Wilbur Belton, and the Ledwick Choir, and Great and Mighty. Stay where you are. I have more great gospel coming your way from the murals and my special guest, Pastor Greg Patrick, in just a moment on Inspirations Across America.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves.
And helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Pompeii, 100.7 FM.
Have you ever felt God stirring you to trust Him with your life? Billy Graham answered that stirring when he was 16 years old in response to an evangelist visiting his hometown.
He presented the gospel and told us that God loved us. Whatever our background, He loved us and that He was willing to forgive us and change us.
Billy Graham's son Franklin surrendered his life to Jesus when he was 22 after having tried living life without God.
I wanted to party. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to do whatever I thought would please me and serve myself, and I did it. But I can tell you right now, friends, there was an emptiness in my life.
That changed the night Franklin cried out to God.
That night, I confessed my sins to God and asked Him for forgiveness and asked Christ to come into my heart and into my life.
God will do for you what He did for Franklin Graham.
He'll forgive you and He'll set you free with a new life and a new beginning.
We can tell you more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Foundation of family is being tested on every side. We come together as a family with a message of hope, a message of love. Come, let us reason.
Come, let us reason.
Our egos aside.
Our egos aside.
Forget it.
Forgetting our past
and denying
our pride.
Listen, life is too short.
Life is too short
for us to live it sad.
For us to live sad.
We've got to
hold to the core.
Everything good.
And we must learn.
And learn from the bad.
It's important. We embrace this time.
I got good news for you.
God has come to heal the family.
God has come to heal the family.
Come let us reason.
Come let us reason.
And we're putting our egos aside.
Our egos aside.
We're forgetting.
Forgetting our past.
And we're letting go of our pride.
And denying our pride.
Listen, life is too short.
Life is too short.
Make a choice to be happy.
For us.
Grab hold to everything, everything good, and use your bad experiences for a testimony.
It's important,
it's important that
we
come together as a family. Brothers are coming together, sisters are coming together. Say it again. There's a healing.
There's a healing.
He's working it out. He's working it out.
A healing.
The Lord is working it out.
There's a healing.
Yeah.
For
oh.
Us all. There's a healing.
Families, receive your healing. To put families back together. We're gonna say it one last time. There's a healing.
There's a healing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A healing.
Thank you for the healing.
There's a healing.
Life is too short. Called your mother. Pick up the phone and call her.
God has come to heal the family.
Pick up the phone.
Oh, God has come to heal the family.
If you haven't said I love you to your brother, your sister, your friends, tell somebody.
God has come to heal the family.
Show love.
God has come to heal the family.
There is a healing for the family.
Donald Lawrence introduced this group, or rather this family, to us at the finale recording of the Tri-City Singers a few years ago. Those are the Murals, and one they call Family, There is a Healing. Well, we're blessed to have in the studios today Pastor Greg Patrick from Houston, Texas. He has a project out that's doing very well across the country called the Bridge Project. Welcome to Inspirations Across America.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very, very much.
You got to tell us up front, what is the Bridge Project?
Well, the Bridge Project is a project that is hopefully and prayerfully crossing people over to a better relationship in Christ. And that's what a bridge is all about. The closest position to two points is a straight line, and a bridge is a straight line to the other side. And the other side, there's your blessing. So we call the project Crossover.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, now, your path to this wasn't exactly a straight line,
no,
was
it? No, it wasn't. No, sir.
So tell us a little bit about your beginnings and how you got to where you are now.
Well, when I got out of college, I was in Los Angeles, where I was raised, and I was noticed on the air by a young man named Sammy Davis Jr., and his wife, actually, and she introduced me to her husband, and I started working with him doing photography and his announcements and stuff like that. And all during that, I was with CBS and a few other stations. And then all of a sudden, people started noticing I was doing business for them and handling their business. And then I got with Richard Pryor, Red Fox, and a number of other entertainers. And I ended up with Red Fox for about 4 years.
Wow.
And from 77 to about 81, and start producing movies and television and, you know, shows for Red and things such as that. And well, to make a long story short, I went to Houston to film a movie for him in 1981. And while I was there, I got an anointing just on a corner of the street called Bel Air. I just felt the presence of the Lord so strong where we were filming this little house that Red looked like the house that Red grew up in. And I told, when I got back to Los Angeles, I told Red, listen, I've got to go. I don't know what this is, but I've got to find out what this is that, that God wants me to do. And he
you talking about, baby?
He went off on me. And, you know, when you're making, I won't say great money, obscene amount of money, you know, you start to question, is this God really, you know? But I knew that, you know, I didn't have a real relationship with the Lord at that time. All I knew is that I just felt something and it was real serious. And I left my family and my wife. She said, I must be crazy, but I had to keep moving towards it. So to make a long story short, on that very corner, 10 years later, we built our church, started with 19 people and have
about
10,000 now. So it's in the Lord's. And it's called The Bridge.
How about that? How about that? Wonderful story. What
keep
a blessing
with your dreams.
For you.
Keep with your dreams.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's hear Pastor Greg Patrick, and I Am a Witness.
Have you got any witnesses in the house tonight? The choir now wants to tell you that each and every one of us is a witness in the song, I Am a Witness. Welcome, my friend, Rhonda McLemore.
Somebody asked me, who made the mountains? Somebody asked me, who made the trees? Have they ever asked who spoke peace to your dying soul? I dare not ask who it was. Ooh, no. Didn't they ask the blind man who gave you eyes to see? They even asked the lame man who
From the CD Crossover, that was Pastor Greg Patrick and the Bridge Project, I Am a Witness. And that song has some special significance. I want to talk a little bit about that, and also about, you alluded to, but we didn't have time really to get into detail about, you really are pastoring a mega church.
Yes, sir, in Houston, Texas.
Wow.
Yes, it's an exciting church, and there's mega churches here all over the country, but this one is a church that has a good broad base of a variety of different ethnicities, and we're really excited about the fact that we are a true bridge, and people can cross over to Christ through any one of us, and that's what I think the entire country needs to be, cross people over, be a witness, and that's what that song is all about.
Yeah, and it is. A little bit more about that song and who wrote it those lines.
Yes, sir. V. Michael McKay, one of the most prolific gospel writers in our industry, he wrote the song. I told him my concept and what we were trying to achieve on the CD, and he and Darius Brooks and Ted Wynn and just a host of other writers got together, and we came up with the 13 songs for the project. But V. Michael McKay wrote that one, and he said, Pastor, if you're going to cross people over, you've got to be a witness. You've got to have a testimony. You've got to be, every one of us has to be a preacher. And so the song alludes to the fact that each of us have a testimony that we must tell others. No matter how embarrassed we are about our testimony, we've got to be a witness. And the song sung by Rhonda McLemore, she lets everyone know in an exciting way that they are a witness. So I thank Michael McKay for that song.
Well, we thank you too for coming in and joining us on this edition of Inspirations Across America. It's been really, really special having you here with us.
Mike, it's been my pleasure. And I mean, this is an incredible setup that you have here. And just the fact that you can reach so many millions of people and spread the gospel and the good news of Christ through music is just wonderful. I love listening to you as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. Right now, here is Alvin Darling and Nobody But The Lord.
We got an answer to all night, and it's Nobody But The Lord. Now we're going to take you a little country church. Here we go. Here we go again. Nobody. 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 No, no, nobody. Did you know that Jesus was the one that died on Calvary? I know he was the one that came and set me free. Well, Satan thought he had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and he said, I got all power in my hand. I know he was the one. Set me free. Well, Satan thought he had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and he said, I got all power in my hand. I know he was the one that came and walked on water.
The Lord. Praise God.
That's Alvin Darling and Nobody But the Lord. Still to come, Ricky Dillard, Canton Jones, and introducing G.I. when I return on Inspirations Across America.
You're listening to the best of Inspirations Across America.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves
and helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM. As well as W234BI, Coco, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
The greatest English poet of the Middle Ages, Geoffrey Chaucer, won his reputation with advice like this. "My son," he wrote, "keep well thy tongue and keep thy friend." And that was true in the Middle Ages, and it is true today. Gossip destroys friendships quicker than anything. That was also true some 2,500 years before Chaucer. Twice in the book of Proverbs, we read that a whisperer or a person who repeats a matter is a person who separates the best of friends. If you have a friend and you want to keep him or her, take Chaucer's or Solomon's advice. Now, this is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's way to be a trusted friend on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Youth suicide's on the rise. We can help. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that the suicide rate among young people aged 10 to 24 climbed 56% between 2007 and 2017. A CDC statistician said, "When a leading cause of death among our youth is increasing, it behooves all of us to figure out what's going on. It should certainly activate the church. We have to help rescue at-risk youth in our communities." On our website, breakpoint.org, my friend Jeremiah Johnston gives a plan of compassion, prevention, and intervention. First, stop the shaming and stigma around suicide. It only leads to isolation. Second, recognize mental illness is a disease and it's treatable. Third, talking intelligently about suicide decreases the risk. Finally, put the Suicide Prevention Lifeline in your phone, 1-800-273-8255. Come to breakpoint.org for this article on how we can all help prevent suicide. I'm John Stone Street.
Bounce with me like this, come on. Can you bounce with me? Quiet, hit me with this one.
Jesus. He's the light of the world.
Oh, Jesus.
He's the light. He is the light of the world.
Just call on Jesus and do as I. Let me tell you, he will save your soul, renew your strength. Open up your heart and let the light come in. He's ever shining, shining in my soul.
Forever shining.
If he shines in your soul, lift your hand.
A group. They are four young men who are taking care of business. All four are college graduates who are also executives of their own record label. They call themselves GI, which stands for God's Image. Here is GI and Something Got a Hold.
Come on, y'all. This is GI, and we got a story to tell you. So why don't you get on your feet and clap your hands and praise God for coming.
Friday night, I was filled with misery now, but something turns from the top of my head, the way down to the soles of my feet.
Something's got a hold on me,
now.
Oh, yes, it did. I said something's got a hold on me.
Said I'm waiting till the beginning. On the top of my head, went down to the sole of my feet.
Something's got a hold on me. Oh yes, it's
something's
got
a hold on me. I was in a meeting
one night, and my heart.
your gloves down, take a break. Cry, it's okay to do the church rock. You know the one I'm talking about. Yeah, that's it.
Stand up.
If he woke you up this morning,
stand up.
He put food on your table.
Stand up.
He kept you in your right
stand
mind.
Up.
He's been good to you.
Stand up.
He's been real good to you.
Stand up.
So this is what you ought to do.
Stand up.
He bought you from a mighty long way. So come on and give him praise.
All right. Now they're rubbing our feet. We're going to keep the praise going. We're going to tell y'all what got a hold of us in that meeting. Y'all ready? Come on.
How about you? They call themselves G.I. That was Something Got a Hold. Let's flip the script and get some good information concerning our health and wellness. Here is Black Health Now.
Black Health Now.
The use of electronic cigarettes is on the rise in America's youth. Most e-cigarettes contain nicotine, a highly addictive substance that can harm adolescent brain development into the early and mid-20s. Top-selling brand Juul produces single pods that contain as much nicotine as a pack of 20 cigarettes. Juuls resemble USB drives, and widespread use by youth in school, including bathrooms and classrooms, is increasing. Although e-cigarettes expose users to fewer harmful chemicals than burned cigarettes, they still contain heavy metals such as nickel, tin, and lead. The use of any tobacco product, including e-cigarettes, is unsafe for young people. Make sure to talk to your teens about the harms of using e-cigarettes and monitor their health and well-being. This is Erica Monet Brown.
Black Health Now.
I'ma do something good for my hair today. I'ma do something good for my hair today. I'ma do something good for my hair today. Not happy with tomorrow. I'ma do something good for my hair today. I'ma do something good for my hair today. I'ma do something good for my hair today. Not happy with tomorrow. I don't wanna be fake today, so all my haters gonna have to take a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today, buy him a shake today, get him a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today, and I'ma make sure that I don't ball hog today. Take you to the mall today, doing it all today. We gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today, and I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today, and share my gun today. And how we made a way, and how we made my troubles
fade away.
This is hater day. And instead of wishing that all my haters were laid away, I'ma be like a teacher, I'ma give an A today, and take the other failing grade away.
I'ma do something good for my haters.
Haters bill today, and I'ma be sincere and ask them how they feel today. May even cut their grass today,
take out their trash today,
or even leave them some cash today.
I will say something nice today.
And I'ma hold my tongue instead of them price today.
Give them the right of way,
cause it's hater day.
I'ma pay my haters' way.
May be hard today, but I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today, and if they have to, I'll give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today.
day. And I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today. I'ma make you my friend today.
You gotta love the lyrics, Canton Jones and Hater Day. This is Inspirations Across America.
Inspirations Across America is a product of ACI3 Media. Contact us at iaa@aci3.media.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves
and helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Not just a story to sell a record. She's alive and well. We dedicated to her tonight. Listen to this.
It's me. It's me, oh Lord, I'm standing in a need.
I am standing in a need.
Oh, another song.
Chantel, listen.
New life.
New life.
A brand new life.
New life.
Hey.
New life.
Brand new life.
New life.
You. Another chance, wave your hand. Brand new line, yeah.
You're listening.